Blog Talk Radio.
My name Wale, and I'm a Virgo. Look. Special occasion. Yeah, I put that Mac down, she put that Mac on. Yeah. That mean I got more game than that Capcom. Word. I applaud her, yeah. I take my hat off. I give her good wood, she gon' be hacked off. Jim Duggan, Margiela, every color. Word. This loving, you get your groove, so stellar. Word. Stellar. And you ain't even gotta ask. Might not be your first, but I'm better than your last.
Better than your last. Make a fella spend money that he don't got. Cause it's that hot, better be good.
You better be good.
Yeah.
You better
if I'ma get it, too damn. Showing up, keep a man at home when I put it on. You better be good.
You better be good.
Yeah.
If I'ma get it,
Lord have mercy, keep you thirsty. I'ma need you to prove you're worthy. You won't find another like this. Cause you know what to do with it. See, baby, what I got, one and only. And if you want this love, come and show me. But you gotta be good.
Come and get it.
Whoa, can't tell me no. When I put on a show, anything I ask for, you better.
You better.
If I'ma get it, so much.
Okay, I know what to do with it. 4 minutes, cool nigga, I'm a fool with it. I'm more than happy to throw it at me, I go and get it. This Louis rag is a yellow flag, no, I'm official, huh? You know I'm giving you the biz, girl, huh? Don't be denying what it is, girl, huh? Put it in your life, in your ribs, girl. Keep playing with me, you gon' get it like an intern, huh? Intern, I make your lips burn.
Good evening and welcome to the code. It's your favorite hostess as well. It's me, Iman Jade. I got Ron on the line, my co-host for the night. He's riding shotgun with me until I backseat ride to get here.
She got a hell of a backseat too.
What? Ooh. Who got a big backseat? Who's riding in our backseat, Ron?
Whoop, whoop, pull over. That ass is too fat. Whoop, whoop.
So, yeah, we're back. Hey, it's the new year, and this is what we're doing. Happy New Year, Ron.
What's good with you? Happy fucking New Year.
New Year, and matter of fact, I know I told you happy birthday, but that nigga birthday was the other day. It was old.
Yeah, it was.
Happy birthday.
I'm old.
Not too high. Now I'm old.
I'm old. I'm too old. That's the Omicron. You know what I'm saying? That's the Omicron birthday. Happy birthday song.
I'm so old. Like, listen, and it's fucking cold where I am, and it's snowing. And in the morning when I get up, it's going to be snow on the ground. Fuck my life.
These Negroes up here in the Commonwealth state of Virginia, it snowed here, and these Negroes lost their mind.
Yeah, because we don't do snow on this side of the country. Down here. I'm from North Carolina.
Listen, 95 was shut down from your house to my house. Right, exactly.
Don't do that. We don't do snow. We don't participate in the fuckery of snow. Okay? We just don't do it. Are my Bluetooth charged? I probably not, because I literally just opened this bitch up and they just started charging. So, they're probably not.
I see this shit down here. I mean, from when how I grew up, you know, 5 inches, 6, 7 inches of snow is, you know what I'm saying, it's cold. Right, it's called before lunch. You know what I'm saying? Deal with that shit. You know what I mean? But these motherfuckers out here get that and they, oh, no, shut everything down. Oh, send the children and women home. You know what I'm saying? They, what the fuck? Well, whatever. I ain't used to this pussy-ass fucking society out here.
Well, but
you
definitely don't want to be in North Carolina. They have already cleaned out the grocery store.
Wait, then, you know what I realized was a real fucking problem? Pussy-ass Virginia trees. These puss-ass Virginia trees can't take no motherfucking snow. They get a little bit of snow on them. They start getting all weak and shit, hanging low. You know what I'm saying? They start breaking and snapping and shit. They ain't not like a good fucking Brooklyn tree, nigga. Take 18,000 pounds of snow and still stand like a fucking gangster. That's what I'm talking about. Need some of these fucking Brooklyn trees. Good Prospect Park trees. That's what we need. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These trees been living life for 100 years. They're used to that. That's how, you know how when older people say, I live 100 years because I avoid mess. You know? There was one black man that said that. So, how about these trees have avoided snow? What if I have avoided snow? Here my 100 years, here you come.
Put down his trees. What kind of tree ain't can't handle a little bit of snow on his leaf?
It a little, so snow it can probably handle. Ice, not so much. Ice is heavy. Ice is heavy, friend. Don't act like it ain't.
Yeah, man, but they still pussy ass trees. They can't lift no weight.
Nope. They can't
squats. No, I'm saying no push up trees on the push ups no more.
They got little legs.
No, I'm saying they don't do no leg workouts. These trees is fucking ugly. They just came home from jail. They big up top, small down low. What the fuck.
I ain't no leg workout ever. Oh, that's funny.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
I'm with
you. So what did you do? What did you do for the New Year's Eve? How did you celebrate?
I celebrated the New Year. So I happened to be off New Year's Eve and day. So we had a bestie New Year. So me and my single bestie. We all just hung out at the house. Because, you know, Omicron, y'all ain't going to no goddamn club. Y'all sitting in the house because I'm afraid. I'm going to be out giving it to everybody. So we did that. They were laughing at me because, well, I can't stay up past a certain hour because my body be like, bitch, we passed. And that particular night, I literally have been up 24 hours. And that's because, and here's the reason why I was up 24 hours. The day I got home, well, Thursday, I was home. I just got home. I was like, what are you doing? And they was like, oh, I'm getting ready to head out because they're a truck driver. So I was like, well, shoot, I'm off for the next couple of days. I'll ride with you if you want me to. So it was going to be a quick, it was like, we'll be back tomorrow morning. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So instead of going to sleep, I sat up and I talked to that crazy ass all night long while they was driving. 8 o'clock in the morning comes around. We still up? We still awake? I didn't go to sleep. No, what you going to sleep for? We up talking. We just go get some breakfast. The fuck? What? I want to go to sleep. I gotta be somewhere by certain time today. So we drive back, scared of, like, no. I was got home enough time to shower and put some stuff in a bag and get back on the road and go hang out with my besties. I was up 24 straight hours. Straight. Almost going into 48. And I was in and out of sleep. While we was doing movies and movies, we watched series that we need to catch up on, like Harlem. I don't know if your daughter watched that, your oldest. I don't know if she watched it, Harlem, but that's good. So we did that. It's the Black Sex and the City that we probably needed, and we didn't know that we needed. But we watched that, and we drank. And we took shots and shit. We drank. So I have a new, I like Casamigos. Like, I took shots of tequila. Now, you know me and tequila had a bad breakup. We broke up years ago, and then we got back together. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, so I met this tequila named Casamigos. Okay. Casamigos has definitely given Patricia Patron and Jose de Cuervo a run for their money. Because I actually like Casamigos. It's smooth. It's not as, like, it's not rough going down. Because, you know, tequila can be rough going down.
Tequila can. It can.
Depending on which one you get, that's like going down hard, like a hard penis down your throat. Like, really. I know you don't understand that, but.
I was like, wait a minute. You had me on your side for a second, but then I was like, wait, I don't know if I should, you know what I'm saying, continue this conversation. It don't sound appropriate for me.
We done had to start having the whole fucking conversation, and we ain't even put the disclaimer out. Ain't shit changed. We drink. Well, I can't drink tonight because I'm still out working. Because one of these people on this phone smokes. And we say inappropriate. And I literally just said some inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was like, remember the tequila I told you I bought back from Mexico? That was, you can only
yes,
get it in one section of Mexico, and like you can pour it over rocks, and it's like that. It's not as smooth as that one, but it's right there at it. It's not as smooth, because that one is real smooth. But this Casamigos, I can take shots of Casamigos and not have to have a taste of my onion.
So the one thing that a summer, okay, so the summer of 2021 taught me one thing in particular. Okay, taught me a couple of things, but one thing in particular it taught was that Casamigos is the new must-have for the young thot that he's sitting down.
The young thot
that pees sitting down. Yes, either that is the female or the beach ass nigga. No, whichever one. Because both of them pee sitting down. Okay, so I have found that out this summer. These little shorties coming through buying this whatever they're getting from these young men that I was, you know, in proximity to. They would like that Casamigos. Yeah, they would sip on that. They would and then they would have stories about them that they would then recount, and I would listen. Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm.
Nigga, I have not bought out my thought box with the Casamigos, but I will say. Now, I didn't get as deep into said Casamigo because I was like, I'm only going to take a few shots, dude. And if I'm going to keep taking them, I'm going to be sweet standing up. instead of sitting up, standing up. I'm gonna fall asleep standing up. But that is definitely one of. I think that might be my go-to, but I will not be thought like. I will not pretend and sit on somebody's son's anything because it costs a new joke.
Okay, I mean, I'm going to take your word for it.
Listen, but no, listen, Lena, listen. Yeah. Okay, so speaking of drinking, so this is also what 2022 is now teaching us, okay? Because we're here early in the year, and we've dealt with some shit already. And it's only 14 days in. Right?
Nigga, we done dealt with some shit.
And it's only 14 days in. So, stop having a conversation.
And still dealing with some shit.
Listen, it ain't over. This is the longest Monday you ever gonna have. What's today? Monday number 2, number 3, and number 4.
They don't even know how right you is.
So my child had to quarantine because she had a positive on the home test, but a negative on the regular test at the doctor's office or whatever. So she was like, still, I'm going to quarantine myself for X amount of days. I'm not going to work. Boom. Okay, girl. That's fine. So we're sitting and we're talking. Because I'm actually at home. So I have time to sit down with my kids. Because I know I'm always tired. So I was like, friend, what's going on with you? She was like, okay, so we got to have a series. Like, it's a low-key serious conversation. But she knows don't you all the one know. So I said, hey, have you ever smoked weed? I feel like mom that's real random. I was like, no. It's not random. You're 20. You have friends that smoke weed, so therefore I'm asking you, have you ever tried it? I feel like, yeah, I tried it once. I really didn't like it. I don't like the way it makes me. Oh, okay. Good. Have you ever tried edible? Yeah, I really don't like that either. I was like, okay. So I went and moved on to the next. Have you been drinking? Have you been chasing apples? And she was like, I have. And so we now run down this road of, what you been drinking?
Right.
And she said, well, I've had vodka, and she had some, like, she started naming off vodka that she had. She had, like, some rock. I was like, okay. And she was like, I've had the Pink Whitney. And I was like, well, I haven't had Pink Whitney, but I've seen it. I was like, is it good? She was like, yeah, I like it. I was like, okay. So she was like, I haven't had any brown this year. I said, okay. So I'll probably... When she turned, because the way the conversation came up is because I asked her what she wanted to do for her 21st birthday. Okay?
Okay.
That's coming in June.
Gotcha.
So, you know, this is where the conversation came up. Because I wanted to take my baby somewhere so she can enjoy herself. Like, literally, I was trying to plan a trip to Jamaica, but my kid doesn't like COVID. So she's like, I ain't trying to go nowhere.
Gotcha.
So she says that she hasn't tried brown liquor, so I'm probably introduced to a good whiskey drink without her really tasting the whiskey in it, because I know how to do shit like that. And so I said, okay. I said, have you had tequila? She was like, yeah, I've had tequila. And she said, Mom, I don't get drunk. I said to myself.
Uh-oh. So,
your child is a fish like you. Because if anybody says your story about me, they're like, she don't ever get drunk, having a good time, but she don't never really be drunk. Like, because I can hold my liquor real good, and I'm like a fish. Like, I'm a fish. I swim in that shit. But, so I was like, okay, you got it honestly. She was like, what you mean? I said, child, your mama can drink the strongest man in the world today. was like, what am I? Now, keep in mind, she knows I got liquor in the house. But she's like, I ain't never seen you drink nothing. And she's tried wine. And she's determined that she likes wine. And she likes my favorite wine. So I was like, I'm just going to get some wine. So yeah. But I'm not, I said, but we ain't going to do this until you turn 21. I ain't getting you nothing until you turn 21. I said, I'm not going to you unless I got to kill somebody on your path. That's the only reason why I would go to jail. But I'm not going to jail for giving you alcohol before you turn 21. I'm not doing it. No.
You refuse?
No. I refuse. I'm not doing that. I'm definitely not doing it. Remember we were talking earlier and I was like, no, definitely. I remember saying that.
Yes. Thank you.
Definitely. but the thing is, and then I asked her, I said, man, have you had sex? And she was like, no.
I'm going to need you to stop fucking starting your sentences, friend. Friend. So, friends. That shit sounds very unfucking friendly. This shit sounds very creepy and unfriendly. Friend. Fuck out of here, mother.
She's like, ma. I'll be asking.
Right, thanks, friend. That shit would have creeped me the fuck out. We ain't fucking friends.
But she's a good kid, so you know.
The funny shit is, me and mine, we my oldest, we had a similar conversation, and the conversation goes in the opposite direction because you being a mother can mother your daughter. Me being a father of a daughter, my daughter then becomes my mother. Okay, so I'm picking her up from work today, just today. And she's looking in my center console of my vehicle and looks down. Dad, why do you still have that in there? What happened to your vape pen? You need some oils, Dad? You need some oils? Let me get you some oils. Whoa. Leave my fucking weed alone and stop looking at my shit and asking me weed fucking related questions. We don't have these conversations. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here. That. I'm not. David and Obi was right. You do like mids. Yo, why the fuck are you talking to my cousins about my weed fucking head? Yo, what's going on here? What kind of conversation are we having? I don't feel comfortable talking to you about my. Get out of here. Fuck you. And where you been getting your shit from? A word? Uh-huh, that's where you get it from. Oh, okay. And they be going to the dispensary? Oh, yeah, because I seen one of them little packages in your room the other day. Yeah, so then I start opening up because you want to open up. I seen one of them packages in your room the other day, you know what I'm saying? I'm wondering where you got it from. I ain't saying nothing to you, though, but you all right. Yeah, that clip fell out your pocket in the laundry room, too. Yeah, I ain't tell you about it. I just took it and smoked it. Yeah, I got a full clip. I did. Fuck that. Wow. She left it in her jacket pocket. Fell out of the laundry. I needed that.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, this nasty nigga is not about to fucking pull out his dick and start kissing.
What the hell are you talking about?
Nah, I'm parked around the corner. And this Chinese dude got out of his car like, a couple of spaces away. I don't know. Anyway, please don't pay me any mind. I'm just being a nosy black man in tinted windows.
So this is what we're doing this week. So we've caught up. You and I, we've caught up on some shit. So this is what we're going to talk about the things that it looks like you should tailor it. And we'll both catch up with her quickly, and then we will then move on. Hey, girl, hi. Hey, girl. Hey. How are you? Hey, Vernon. Happy New Year, folks.
Hey. Hi. Hey, girl.
Huh? Hi. Hi.
Happy New Year. Wait, I don't like it. It's your, to me, it's your tone, Taylor.
What are you? Oh, it's the tone for me? Yeah, it was.
For me,
it was.
It's your tone. It's the way that you come in, Taylor, right now with this tone. I don't know. It's just, I mean, we all just come in, but nobody just comes in with that tone. So.
All right. That shit was condescending as fuck. Like, you heard it. Like, you heard it. It was condescending. But that's neither here nor there. I didn't listen to that.
I disagree. I don't think that the tone was what you interpreted it as, because I interpreted it as something totally different that has equal validity. But that being said, catch us up, Taylor, on your new year so far.
All right, well, my new year has been okay. It has been extremely busy between the job. Other than that, it's been okay. For my kids have been home. They started virtual in the new year. They are now going to school. Allegedly, they are going back to school on the 18th. I don't know how true that is because the district has yet to set up a re-entry strategy for these people. So I don't know.
They fucking convicts getting paroled and released in society, a re-entry program. What kind of shit is that?
No, a re-entry, you know how, like, sometimes, like, most schools, you have to have a negative test to they haven't set up the parameter yet, then they haven't said anything about them returning back to school, so I guess it's just a free-for-all, survival of the best immune system at this point, I don't know, and I don't think they know.
Crazy.
So, all right. So let's walk down the street for a second. How do you feel about re-entering your children into said system?
I'm not particularly fond of it. I was never particularly fond of the school system just for the fact that it took them 2 years to figure out that my boys are two separate people. So I've already determined that I don't like this school district. So I guess you could call me biased in a sense. Like I don't really care for anything that they do. I'm working really hard to get the fuck up out of here, so I don't have to deal with these shenanigans any longer.
Got you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a fan of them at all. Like, it, like from the very beginning, it was just like, wait, what? Like, they just, for the life of me, they couldn't figure out that my children were separate people. Like, they don't even have names that go together. Like, you know how, like, people name their twins rhyming names? And they still couldn't figure it, like they still couldn't put it together. Like they put their whole names together. So you really think I gave this child four names? That's what you think? You think I gave my kids four names?
They're just ignorant educated.
So ever since then, I haven't been the best advocate for my school system. I'm not.
Wow.
Don't ask me to fill out no survey. That's the wrong thing to do when you piss somebody off with a goddamn survey. Don't you give me no survey? I'm about to tell all the people.
They tried to get me to join PTO, and that wasn't, that didn't work out well either.
Not the
it didn't work out well. All right, so listen. So they had the parent, they had the PTO, and they were like, we're looking for, you know, fundraiser ideas. And I said, every year, you know, y'all do the same old stuff. I said, why not have, like, you can do fundraisers. I said, you always do candy. You always do bake sales and things like that. I'm like, why not think outside of the box? I said, why not have like carnival or something of that nature? They were like, what do you mean? I said, y'all got like 3 new schools that have just been renovated. Like the gym is bigger than most classrooms. Why not set up something so it could be like a carnival? So you come inside, you have games, you have, like, you know, little rides, and make money that way. And everybody looked at me and were like, well, they were like, well, a bake sale is easier. I said, okay. All
right. I think they just want stuff to be easier. Because that, we have fall festivals all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't necessarily call them carnival, but there's definitely a fall festival that goes down every single year at the children's, the little people's schools, and it's a fundraiser.
Yeah, but
so,
this is where it gets bad. So they had the bake sale, and everybody brought in something. Like most sensible parents was like, you know what, I'm not, y'all ain't about to talk about my shit, so I'm going to get something store bought and put it in a container and bring it to the school. Everyone else was on accord with this. Everybody else understood. This one particular mom said, no, I am going to bake my stuff, and I'm going to send it to school. And apparently, see, okay, so listen.
Uh-oh.
I'm honest, and I always tell the truth. So when the kids, so it was pound cake. So the kids, they gave them their little quarter, whatever, and they got the slice of pound cake. Now, the pound cake tastes like cardboard. So the little baby bit into the cake, and he was like, I don't want this. And I was like, hey, shh, go on to your mama. And they got mad because I said it had tasted like cardboard to another parent. And then nobody had wanted it, and that's why it wasn't selling. So, yeah. So then that's why I'm not a part of the PTO anymore.
Same thought, everyone.
All right, I wasn't going to say nothing, but real quick, are you telling me that you don't lie and you always tell the truth? Is that what you're telling me?
I try my best to always tell the truth.
No. Your phone better not fuck your breaker now. No.
Oh.
See, this is that bullshit. It's that bullshit. See?
What? Go ahead.
I can't hear you. Your phone breaking up to me. I don't know. Maybe it's me.
How about now? Am I fine? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Oh, there you go. There you go. Perfect. Okay. So, so which one is your favorite child?
I have no favorite children. I love them all equally.
To no fucking keto. Okay? Your nose is growing. You're lying.
I don't have a favorite one. I honestly don't.
Yeah.
I love them all equally, and they equally all get on my nerves at one point or another.
No, but you said something different than that in the past. behind closed doors. You have.
No, she didn't.
I remember it. I wrote it down one day.
Anywho.
No,
they all, I love them all the same, and they all equally get on my nerves, especially that one that's away at college. I'm sick of him.
Okay. You know, all right, so you don't have a favorite one. We agree on that. Which one's your least favorite?
You.
You see? What happened to never lying and always telling the truth? It was easy to say, I don't have a favorite. Nick, it would have been just as easy to say, I don't have a least favorite. But no, she didn't say that now, did she, Kitty? Did she?
No, I said, you are my least favorite child. You are.
We all know that I'm not her child. No, am I?
No, I don't have a least favorite.
The guy gave you the answer. Don't try to take it down. All right, whatever. Anyway.
And that one that's away at college, I never realized. Like, when he was here, he was always in his room. He was always away at games. Like, he just was busy. I speak to this child now more than I did when he was home. And everything is mom. Everything is mom. I got a question.
Yeah. He's not
mom, what does this mean?
Yeah.
Mom, I need to go to the dentist. Okay. Can you make me an appointment? Where? Where am I going to make you an appointment at? You in Connecticut. I'm in New Jersey. Where am I making you an appointment
right.
at? Sir?
You better figure it out and find him a dentist.
I say, why don't you find a dentist?
And see if that dentist accepts my coverage.
And then he went through all of that, and I just was like, boy, what is the problem? I got to get my wisdom teeth pulled. Boy, if you don't find a place, go Google a dentist in Connecticut and give them $100 and go get your teeth pulled. Like, leave me alone.
He's still going to need you, girl. Now, and being that you are not directly there in his face to say, hey, you need to do this, that, and the third. He's trying to navigate it without you, but he's got questions. Like, mom, because literally, my child will be like, mama, I need you to make me a nail appointment. Papa, ain't you at home? Can't you do it? But being that I'm not there, she's either going to ask me to do it or she's got questions. So he's just trying to learn and navigate. And ask the question. Don't be so hard on him. He's learning. Now, you going to want him to ask you stuff with shit pop off, right? Mama, I don't know what to do.
I mean, I guess.
All right.
All right.
Will be all right.
All right. Fair enough. All right.
He ain't getting it. You like, I thought I put you out of this house to go live on your own. You don't need me. He still needs me.
Y'all was
told me that
here. So that's
the
my mama said. And now, so listen to this. So the girlfriend now has moved off campus. She has moved off campus because Miss Ma'am now has graduated. And she is now getting her whatever the hell she is getting. Because of COVID, like all athletes, they get an extra year of college. So she has her degree. So she's getting another one. So she has now moved off campus. So I casually asked him when he was home for the holiday. I said, how's things going with you and the girlfriend? Oh, they're fine. I said, okay. I said, so how is that working long distance, you know, if she's back in her hometown? He's like, no, she's still at school. I said, oh, okay. So she still lives on campus? He said, no. She's got her own apartment. Oh, really now?
Okay.
I said, that is wonderful. I said, are you staying with her in her new apartment off campus? Cricket. That's all I got. I still haven't gotten the answer.
Okay, so while your child is out there having sex, mine isn't good.
Okay.
You got your head.
Still haven't gotten
the brown. Who's having the brown sex? Somebody had to do it.
I guess he is now living. He's living with his girlfriend off campus.
That doesn't mean that he just has never requested me. Jesus Christ. Let's go here. Let's talk about in 2022 what we're not gonna be. Or what we're gonna be better at, right? Because there was a couple me and Ron were having a conversation earlier. And he said he was gonna be more responsible and well thought through? Is that what was the second
one? Well, I ain't being none of that shit no more. Fuck that.
It wasn't even
to where nah, I fucking thought about it. I thought about that shit well enough and thought I ain't fucking doing it. I thought that shit.
Y'all, no matter what 12 hours can change, because that nigga ain't, I talked to this nigga less than 12 hours. I talked to this nigga before I started my day.
Fuck that.
I'm still.
Hey, I changed my mind. Fuck that. I have to change my mind.
And what changed your mind, brother? What changed your mind?
Fuck these children. Fuck these children. These children changed my fucking mind. That's what the fuck did it. Talking about yours, mine. And then I just remember something when she was talking about. No, I don't even want to talk about it. I don't want to get into it. Fuck these children. I ain't doing that shit no more. Fuck. I'm going to the casino. So, who's my check on?
Nigga.
Watch. Fuck them. They better hope I hit.
I can't.
Why you can't, nigga?
Listen, I'm still going to be better about, I'm getting back on track with my weight loss, so I'm be better. I'm definitely not putting up with a whole lot of shit. I already didn't. I kind of let people just be people, and they're like, oh, okay. But no, at this point, I'm not dealing with nobody's dumb shit. Like, nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, this is what's going to be for 2020 because 2022 because I'm not dealing with no shit. If they don't, if it ain't me working, doing something with this too, if you ain't adding to some shit, I don't want to hear that shit.
Yep.
I don't give a fuck about what somebody did. I don't give a shit about none of that. That whatever they ate, did it make me shit? No, I'm not worried.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like, cause I'm trying not to. How can I say this? Like, listen, I don't give a fuck. Okay, just gonna put it out there in the world. I don't give a crap about much. I have been the most understanding person in the whole wide world, and I'm still that understanding person. But sometimes I just want to look at what fuck what you got. I don't care. It is what it is. That's how I feel. That's how I'm at. Because if I sit here right now in this very moment and I go look at this particular group of text messages, and I see if somebody read some shit and some motherfuckers know that this is a goddamn show and they ain't on this goddamn show, but you read a motherfucking message. Yo, the fuck? I better not find out you in the club on some whole shit or whatever shit. Because guess what?
Uh-oh.
I'm done with your shit.
Uh-oh.
I've reached my limit.
All right. Hold on. Wait 1 fucking minute. So let's think of it this way, right? You were saying that you're very understanding, right?
I can be understanding.
And, right. And you were making it seem as if that being understanding can be a bad thing, right? And what I'm saying is now is as opposed to till you reach your limit, but then there's another level to this understanding shit. So now you understand that this person is going to be who they're going to be. You come to that level of understanding.
And then motherfuckers
now
all that.
Now you have to come to the level of understanding your resolution of that. Okay. I understand this person does this, does A, does B, does C. Now, how the fuck do I deal with that? You got to have a level of understanding when it comes to that level of dealing with it, too. So now that's the level you at now. So it's not fuck understanding. It's just that realize there's levels to this shit. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Mama, I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? So now that you're at that next level of it, now it's like, all right. And then when you get to the next, then you can help us because we got some understanding shit that we need to come. With also, so since you dealing with the shit first, you can fucking find your fucking way, Sensei, and then come back and lead us.
So now you want me to lead you? We got to do that.
I'm just saying, I need some help too. I can help you in some ways, and you go help me in some ways. Okay.
I get it. So let me just go.
So here's the thing. I'm not understanding none of that shit. I'm not understanding none of that shit, and I don't want to understand it. You had one fucking job. We all had one fucking job tonight. This one flew from West Bubblefuck to West Bubblefuck today. And I was at the job with three girls.
You don't know how many jobs somebody may or may not have had today. You don't know.
You know good and goddamn well. You know good and goddamn well they only got one, possibly. Possibly.
Not one in a possible.
He got one in a possible. One in a possible, okay?
Nigga said he ain't got nowhere next to board.
Nowhere. Not even close. Not even close if you gave him your hand and her hand too. Not even. We all made an effort to be here. We all did.
Right, but the point being is you don't know somebody's steps unless you stepped in. So what did his day consist of?
I don't even think that person takes any steps.
You know what? I'm gonna shut up. You know what I'm saying? I was sticking up for ghosts earlier. Now I'm sticking up for fucking possum hunter. I'm sticking up for people.
Also, this is what he did.
All
this is a responsible and well thinking through.
That right. That's my New Year's right. You see, they turning out good already, right? Told you I was gonna do that shit.
This is what responsible and well thought through looks like. Take it out for people. You know y'all motherfuckers.
It ain't working. Y'all niggas ain't fucking with me.
I'm definitely listening more to people and what they're saying. So I'm about to listen to this shit that you're about to say. Say it. I'm ready.
I don't know, man. I just like.
You sound like grandma.
So my boss at work just got promoted. So my boss is technically gonna be my boss and my boss's boss at the same time.
Okay.
So he's gonna be the supervisor and the manager.
Okay.
Right. And they're like, well, who's going to take his spot? And they're looking at different people and shit. And, well, excuse me, we're speculating different people may apply for the job. And I'm like, Lord, forgive me. Get some bullshit. So let's just say that my boss's name is William, okay?
Mm-hmm.
William comes in, becomes supervisor in my department, don't know shit about the fuck job. William then, know what I'm saying, becomes an albatross to his co-workers, the other two managers, the other two supervisors, because he's asking them to do a lot of his work. Okay. Now William is now their boss because he just got promoted and still don't know their job, has to now learn his new job. And now my team that he was the head of don't have no leader. And I say all of that to say, right? I say all that to say, it's going to be a whole new landscape at my job. And motherfuckers is real nervous and worried about shit. And I had a conversation with a dude today, and I said, yo, son, this is a beautiful town. Because shit is so topsy-turvy and moving so much that if you can remain still and be stable, you're going to stand out.
Talk your shit. Talk your shit, see?
Everybody going to be so fucking worried about this, that, and the third, and their attention is going to be elsewhere. If you focus your fucking attention on your job and just maintain time, you're going to be
talk
so different
shit
than the motherfuckers out there. And then they're going to try to get back like how you already was. And now you fucking just remain calm and do what the fuck you got to do, and you're going to be good. And he was like, you know what? You got a point. I said, I know I got a fucking point. Just remind me of this shit when I start getting crushed. Boom. Now we got to understand it. Then it's going to happen to me, too.
Yep. Yeah. Makes sense to me.
But, yeah.
And
so, I mean it's just a little shit, nothing. It's all going to take care of itself, whether it be your daughter, what she gonna drink, you know what I'm saying? So my daughter just had the virus also, just had the corona, she had the quarantine too. No,
my daughter
also
didn't have it.
Young
my daughter didn't have it. She quarantined herself.
All right. Well, mine's, you know what I'm saying, came back positive. I quarantined a little heifer. And
not the little
heifer. You know what? You can't get me, motherfucker. Fuck that. I love you, but me, shit. In love, nigga. In love, me. But
shut up, stupid. You can say not me. No sir, not
man.
Me.
You can't let the motherfucker take us out.
Mm-mm.
I don't know about y'all, with y'all tubes tied, but I can have more children, nigga. I can squirt a couple more out.
My tubes are not tied. I can have more children. I just have an implant in my arm. Hey, I'm not doing it right now.
I have one also, and yeah, but I just don't want to, because I realized, like, we learned when I was pregnant with the boys that I carried the fraternal gene for fraternal twins, and I'm not willing to risk it.
I thought she was going to say, we found that I carried the gene for crazy.
No. Because if that's the case, we both got that damn gene. But what I'm saying is, I'm not willing to risk.
Fingers. No, nigga, no. We didn't do his fucking 23andMe. We just did yours. It's your fucking genetic code that's crazy, not his.
All right. I mean, tomato, whatever. But I'm just not willing to risk it.
Oh, don't get it twisted. I'm not having no more children.
Right now, I get up on that table and they tell me you having another set of twins. Guess what?
I will not live.
That's it right there. That's it right there. That's the one. Like, because I am definitely prone for that. And so, yeah.
I mean, it didn't make no sense to even get the fuck up off the table at that point. Just fucking stay there.
Yeah. That is too much time to be going back and forth to the doctor. That's every week. I'm okay.
Mm-mm.
I'm okay. I can get me a puppy, a kitten,
right.
a goldfish. Yeah, it's plenty of other things I can do besides that.
A hobby.
Yeah. Like crocheting or something. Like, it's something else I could do. It is. It's something else out there in the world I could do besides that.
I'm not doing that. Learn how to
breathe. I'm going to
get my hair braided.
See? Something useful.
Listen, if I will doggone book a flight just so you can braid my hair. Yeah.
Are you trying to insinuate that children aren't useful?
Huh?
Are you trying to insinuate that children aren't useful?
What they useful for?
Newborn baby? Absolutely not. No. They are useful. Newborn babies? Absolutely not.
My food.
They don't get useful till they start, like, you know, 6-7 months, something like that. Newborn babies, only thing they're here to do is drive you fucking crazy. Because what you're not going to do is wake me up every 2 hours.
I thought they ain't get useful. At least they could walk by themselves. No, just walk over there and give me that. Don't give me the remote.
Hand me that right there.
Like, that's the first thing that they can do is, like, give you the remote or a crayon or some shit. I was just saying the same thing. Like, what the fuck? It's really winter.
Oh, I'm really in this cold-ass fucking place, and it was snowing when we came in this bitch. It's going to be snowing when we go out this bitch. Like, I'm not okay.
Somebody sounds like they're complaining.
I am. I'm not okay. Y'all, I hate snow. We talked about this already.
All right.
But, okay.
All right, ladies, I got a question for y'all.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everybody does the whole, you know, resolution, right? I resolve to do this, right? I'm not going to do this anymore. Okay, that's all good. That's all good. Fuck yourself.
Mm.
What do y'all think my resolution should be? And then we'll go around to each other. So fuck what you don't want to do. What and you know what? Not even resolution. What the fuck are you sick of from me that you want me to stop in 2022? How about that? Yeah. Then we go around.
Oh, can I go first?
I would appreciate your fucking enthusiasm, nigga. But go ahead.
I'm sorry. I want you to stop trying to defend people that ain't got no goddamn business being defended.
We need a resolution. I want a resolution.
Yes. And you got what you asked for.
Oh, shit. She said, I want you to stop. That was funny. Oh, shit. Okay. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Noted. I've heard you. Yours. Imaj?
I would like to that motion.
I'm done.
That's one. I'm going to second that motion. And matter of fact, we're going to vote and we're going to move on it. So you can't. Vote it. And so that's two against one. And we've moved, and it's now
Wait. First of all, technically, I haven't voted yet. I haven't voted yet, Nate, nor have I abstained. And I'm holding out because there are others who need to vote. And we're going to table this vote until they are present.
Who needs to vote? You talking about ghosts and popcorn burners. They ain't got no vote at this point. They can't vote at this point.
We're
going to
table this vote until we have a quorum.
Somewhere soon down the line. So this is what's going to happen. Somewhere soon down the line, there's going to be a change in this shit. And...
All right, so listen. So now it's my turn. Okay. All right, we finished with me. Can we get on somebody else now before she finishes her statement?
No, because I'm gonna, you know what I want you to do? I want you to stop interrupting people in the middle of shit that they say. Because what we have to say is just as much fucking important as what you have to say. As
yeah,
I'm pointing my finger.
But my finger is mean.
Pointing my finger at you. So I'm pointing it. Long red nails and everything.
Oh, shit. All right. You know what? I'm going to shut the fuck up then. Fuck it. I'm going to shut my mouth then.
You ain't gonna shut up, cause that's not you, audit.
You ain't.
But you gonna stop defending motherfuckers who don't need to be defended. It'd be something different if they, you know, was worth defending. But why the hell would you? Why the hell?
Hmm. God damn, man.
Are you
gonna
defend the person who committed the crime? And say,
I was trying to flip the whole resolution to some new type of shit that niggas talk about. Hey, y'all go depressing the motherfucker. God damn.
No, you didn't. That's that same shit you told me earlier today that I was depressing you when we were talking about your situation. And you was talking about I was depressing you. You depressing yourself.
No,
you
no, this
it.
Time is y'all. No, this time is y'all, motherfucker.
How? Wait. How? You started the conversation just like you started the conversation earlier when me and you were talking. So how is it us and me?
So, oh, you said just like I started it earlier, so this is all my fault.
Nigga.
Tell her, you co-signing in this fuckery, it's all my fault?
I mean, you was trying to defend these two fools when they didn't need defending. I'm just saying.
Now and earlier?
Yes. Now earlier was in the chat, but now, like, yeah, you're trying to tell everybody to be more understanding and blah 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 and all the other stuff. No.
You sounded like the daddy from Transylvania. Blah 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 blah.
I'm just saying. All that. And, you know, you got to be understanding. You got to, you know, everybody walks the path and everybody's path is different. And some other shit you said, that ain't, no. Because you made the effort to read the damn message. You understood the assignment. You knew we were supposed to be here. And you said, fuck that shit. So, when the time comes for somebody to say fuck that shit to you, don't be alarmed and don't be upset and don't go crying wolf either. Like, oh, that's fucked up. I thought this is that and third. No, don't go crying wolf to nobody because you had one job. Like, you ain't doing 40,000 things. You not. We know you not because the pattern has shown us that you have not been doing 40,000 things.
I'm going to get off my toolbox, my bad. I'm sorry. Sorry.
I don't feel comfortable anymore around you, lady.
okay, so let me ask, so Ron, since you felt like we needed to give you something that you would work on, what are you going to tell us to work on? Hmm? Let's see what you have.
No, it's not me about y'all. It's now we do one of y'all. Who's up next? Who's up next?
You know
I
what?
Say,
I'll go. You can go ahead and tell me what I need to work on.
All right. So now we're going to go with you. All right. So now what I would like for you to stop doing in 2022 is it's a part A and a part B.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Part, and I'm trying to think of if there's a one that's more important than the other. No, not really. All right. So part A would be, I want you to stop. All right. I don't know how to put this. I know that there has to. All right. I know some of us live vicariously through the stories of others, and I know that, especially the three of us, have definitely lived a little. Have lived interesting lives. Right. Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What I would like, one, A, for you to do is to stop. I know some shit had to happen, nigga, and I ain't heard no good news stories yet. I know some have had to have fucking happen. You, some fucking 7-foot Chinese nigga, some motherfucker who live at your, who work at one of your jobs or some shit, some motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? A new product that you got, a glove, a sponge, a fucking toe ring. Something is happening. So what I would like. No,
okay.
But come on, something has happened. You know what I'm saying? I want you to stop holding that. Like,
so you
like, come on,
you
got to share
with
me.
So you want her to be more open to sharing what's going on now that she's married? Is that what you're looking for?
It ain't necessarily got to be with a husband, because I know I'm probably thinking this shit probably ain't. Oh, my bad. Anyway, so, but,
No, she's with her husband.
But it ain't necessarily got to be something that she did. It could, now, like she bump into motherfucking situations all the fucking time. You know what I mean? So it ain't necessarily got to be in the scene. Like, all of a sudden, the motherfucker, in the wheelchair. No, wasn't it a wheelchair boy story or some shit?
Yes.
See what I'm saying? It was a wheelchair boy story.
So
what if the wheelchair boy story come back? And is it never, I'm saying like, I know she be into some shit, son. I know it.
Okay. So I just had, somebody was talking to me and I had a question. Mm-hmm. Because he was in the wheelchair, and you know, you paralyzed on the waist down. So the question was, do it still work? And
who found out?
First of all, I asked this pre-marriage. Okay, I just want to be clear. I asked this before I got married. Okay, I didn't personally find out. Like, I wasn't, like, I didn't go and find out. I simply asked the question. And the answer that I got was, he don't know about everybody else, but his still works. So I said, okay, then. And I left it alone. Now, I do know that another one of our coworkers found out.
See what I'm saying?
And apparently, she found out the hard way.
Literally.
And I found this out. This happened over the quarantine, because when they shut down the arena,
I knew this nigga had fucking shit she don't be telling us about.
So So listen, so when they shut down the arena, they were like, we were doing like Zoom calls every week just to kind of check in with everybody, see if everybody was okay, this, this, that, and the third, right? So it just so happened that we were on a Zoom call, and at first I didn't put two and two together because everybody, you know, when you're on the Zoom, you see everybody's background. And I was like, that was like, okay. Like, that's your living room, that's your kitchen. Okay, okay, I see how you live. Cool. What I didn't pay attention to was the fact that these two was in the same house in different rooms.
So they had all day free for
them. So they were, so he was in one part of the house and they were in the other. But the thing was, the walls were the same color. So fast forward to when we get back to work. So we opening up slowly but surely. Everybody's coming back to work. So I asked about him. I said, has anybody heard from, I can't remember the man's name. That's terrible. That's how I know I'm getting old. But that's neither here nor there. I said, has anybody heard from him, like how he's doing or whatever the case may be? And one of my coworkers was like, he's just fine. And I was like, okay. But it was like, it wasn't like a, oh, he's doing fine, thanks for asking. It was like real snippy, like, and I was like, okay, like, my bad. And then I didn't say nothing else about it, and we moved on.
The nigga name was Pop. Papa Willie.
Huh? I didn't hear you. What did you say?
He called her, called him Papa Willie.
Lord. So we moved on, right? So a couple of weeks ago, I noticed like a lot of people, because they did the survey who was coming back, who wasn't. So a couple of weeks ago, I said, you know, he still hadn't come back. Like, how's he doing? He okay? Whatever, whatever. And then that's when she was like, oh, no, he's not coming back. You know, he found another job. And I was like, oh, okay. I said, oh, so you guys talk frequently. I said, well, you know, when you see him, tell him, you know, you speak to him, tell him I say, you know, Keisha asked about him and, you know, just want to check in with him. She was like, well, I'll tell him later on when he comes to pick me up. I said, come to pick you up. I said, wait a minute. So y'all a thing? She was like, yeah. I said, so y'all been a thing this whole time? She said, yeah. I said, well, when did this start? She said, that day you asked him if it still worked. I said, so you took it upon yourself. You said, I got to see it in action, huh?
I said, okay.
I'm not mad at all, because truth be told, he was a really nice dude. He wasn't for me. But he was a very nice dude. So I'm happy for her. She happy. And that's that. But, yeah, it still worked. She said it worked just fine.
I said,
you better.
Did she just, like, did she got to help him out there and put him in the bed and shit? Like, that's it.
See, I didn't know how to ask that, so I just minded my business. But I kind of feel like they be in the chair a lot because he already in it,
no.
So he ain't got to go, like, he ain't got to do too much.
No.
I kind of feel like that's that kind of situation.
I'm not doing it in the chair.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. No. I mean, I got to. And then, one of my legs get tired. One of my mega knees get it out. And I don't want to sit on it tonight. I want the leg in that you do whatever. What you going to do? You don't. What? It is a nope. Nope.
Listen. See, that's when I knew that conversation was above me. Like, I didn't, because that, after that, I had question after question. And then I was like, this is going to get mad inappropriate, and somebody walking by is going to hear this. And now I'm in the HR office just because I'm being nosy. So I'm happy for them.
Okay. So, Ron, so ultimately your resolution for her is to tell more of these stories or something? I'm not sure what your resolution was. Yes, I have to tell more stories because I'm always running into some shit. Yeah.
Yeah, you always you not as bad as Dre. Because Dre can't even go to the store without coming back with a story. So I don't understand.
See, and that's what it is. I want her to share more, right? So the first one was I wanted her to share more, like, outwardly, right? But then I also want her to also, all right, so you also are uniquely tapped into this uniquely stupid cornucopia motherfuckers over here. So that being said, there are little things that you can also share within us that I think would assist. You have a point of view. You have certain experiences, like the joint earlier. You know what I'm saying? There's certain little things that are uniquely you that I think if you shared with us would make us better also. So that's the two-part thing.
Okay. Okay.
So all in all, you want my resolution would be to share more.
I want you to share and give more of thyself, whether it's of what you have to offer or the things that you have experienced. There you go. That's how I wanted to put that. Bang. Right.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. That, and you know what, Ron? That was eloquently put, and I will work on that. Thank you very much.
Because,
I
mean, I've noticed that there are certain things that you know what, ain't nobody else here seen that shit quite the way you saw it. I need you to give us that. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. And I will work on that.
All right, Iman, what would you say to her?
See,
she wasn't even thinking about that. She was just fucking listening. She was probably over there texting somebody.
She had questions about that wheelchair loving. That's what that was.
But
she had questions.
As we talked about multitasking earlier today, I was texting and talking to y'all and answering questions. And asking questions. I was multitasking.
And exfoliating the bottom of her foot.
No, I wasn't. I'm laying across this goddamn bed.
Not exfoliating the bottom of her foot. Shut up.
I mean, she be on her feet all day. Sometimes she get a little rough.
Man, I really ain't been on my feet today. I've been sitting down because it's been bumpy as hell. It was bumpy as hell up there today. It's windy as shit on the ground. 5,000. Anything below 5,000 feet, we will wobble. Those wings. I would say, because you are my 0 to 100 friend, like you really, like if you got time, you go on 0 to 100. Period. Let's bring that down to about 0 to 50.
Yeah.
That's exactly why I ain't interested in messages today, because I feel like they was 0 to 100, and I was like, I ain't got time today. I got time, but I ain't got time.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
0 to 5.
Okay.
You can still speed in the fast lane when I say, hey, we speed in the fast lane. Good. If we ain't speeding in the fast lane, then you know. Because especially when I was like, you be blessed and all that jazz. That was your cue to be like, just say be blessed. take the sweet southern route. You know what, you be blessed. You know what?
Yeah, no. Okay.
It's North Southern.
What'd you say, Ron?
She's sweet North Southern.
Yeah.
Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed.
Be
Good night,
okay,
though,
I guess
lady.
It's my turn now. Oh, Lord. I don't think I'm ready, but I'm going to be ready.
Right, right. All right. All right. So, you, all right, ladies, first, go ahead. I'll let you go first, Ellen.
I guess what I would like for you to do would be, as hard as this is, because I know it's hard.
Don't do it.
I be wanting you to sit down sometimes. I'm not going to lie to you. I be wanting you to sit down sometimes. Because I talked to you, and you told me you had to do this, you did this, you took this flight, you went here, you went there, and something else. And I mean, the more she kept talking, the more confused and dizzy I got. And I was sitting down. And I was like, I really just, I know it's hard. I know it is. But I just be wanting you to just sit down and woosah. When you can. When you can.
Okay. I be trying to. I literally, I do be trying to. And I will do better with days that I'm off, not really having to do anything. Let me get this, let me move, determine how my hours are going to work when I go back to my part-time after I've moved. So, I will, and let me get to my birthday, because I'm trying to vacation on my birthday, and people don't understand, I will really ask. I want to go somewhere foreign, I will go somewhere foreign by myself. I will, I will do it. But I will try my best. But that's my job, girl. You know how many times I went on the front day of this goddamn trip? This is day three of a 4-day, so tomorrow's the fourth day. On the first
and I
day,
know.
And this is probably what, and this is what's going to carry y'all kids, and this is what you listen to me say. I went on Wednesday. Wednesday was Wednesday. Charlotte, North Carolina, to Lexington, Kentucky. From Lexington, Kentucky, I went to Chicago. Chicago, I went to Detroit. I came back from Detroit to Chicago and then went back to Lexington. That was when. That's my job. I did 4 legs yesterday. I only did 2 today. That was easy. I'm going to do one tomorrow. So, yeah, we'll go back to Charlotte. That's my job.
I know.
I can't promise you that.
I know. I know, but when you're not on the, right, when you're not busy, I just be wanting you to sit down for a little bit.
It's not as, it's, I know you say it would be hard of me, because in this semester just started, what you going to do, Lord? If I had a man, I would have a man to take care of me and tell my ass, hey, look, listen. You don't really need that education. Now I'm going to take care of you for the rest of your life. You can work if you want to, and that's what I'm going to do. Just be it, last out. You don't have to be the first one to go. You can be last. And if you go, you go. If you don't, you don't. I'm going to take care of you. But I ain't got no nigga that's going to say that shit, because they didn't want me to be hardworking just like they hardworking ass.
Hold on.
You ain't got a nigga that'll say that, but you got a nigga that'll say something similar.
Like shut what? The fuck up, Ron. Just check.
That's what. Because that nigga. I don't even. Anyway.
That's yours.
What he's doing is about to be my third job. How about that?
Lord have mercy.
Okay, Ron. I'm ready. I'm prepared.
Lord Jesus. This could go either kind of way.
Right.
I don't appreciate that. I think it's gonna go a good way. All right. So you know how we all remember video games, right? And like you remember like the game used to reset, and the worst thing would be like in between stages, and then it get reset and you gotta start that whole stage over. You know what I mean? Like if it's gonna reset, reset at the beginning of the stage.
Okay.
This
isn't even emotional.
want you to get to the beginning of the next stage and different things and just sit there and wait till you get to the beginning of stages and different things and then just hit a reset.
Huh?
In other words,
I'm confused.
All right. The reason I say that is because you got a lot of shit going on, right? And all the shit that you got going on don't really need the exact amount of attention, same amount of attention. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes it seems from a distance that you be putting more energy into certain shit that you don't need to put it into. You know what I mean? So when you reset, you're able then to be like, all right, I got 100% energy now. I'm reset. Boom, I need 20 over there, 20 over there. So before, when you was giving 17% to some shit, now that you reset, you realize you only need to give 3% to that shit. And now you got 14% to a lot to other places, and some of that could be towards your leisure. Now, does it make sense? You following me now a little bit? Yes, no?
No. I don't
understand. No. All right. Let me see if I be more specific. Matter of fact, I'm not going to be specific on there, but what I'll say is this. For instance, professionally, you know what I mean? Two jobs, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have always pushed artistic you. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I think you should have more light in that area because that area, I think, I could be wrong, shines a different light into you and from you. So, if you reset your work, then you might have, you know what I'm saying, a little bit of time to be able to be the artistic you. How would you reset work? You start realizing that now when I'm in these cities, you know what I'm saying, I have a particular thing that I'm looking at, and that's going to spur me artistically in this way towards this project. Because now I'm feeling this, and I have the access to go study that in this place, 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 and get a better understanding of this thing, whatever this thing is. Is it making a little more sense now?
Okay. And I'm trying to understand it. And here's the reason why.
And you
hasn't written a thing in a long time. Here's my reason. I have reasons for everything.
You know why? I started writing the other day, and today I was writing. You know what I'm saying? And I realized how much I missed it. And I can imagine that you might miss it. You know what I mean?
Do.
So when you reset.
I do. I
go
ahead.
But right now, fitting
it's,
it in, where you are right now. With all the moving pieces you got now, it's hard to fit that shit in, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you reset, now you can find time for it to get in where you fit in. That's I guess the long way around what I was saying.
No, I was trying to understand it and like, wait a minute, I don't understand, but now I understand. So definitely have an understanding. Boom. Remember what you told me earlier? I need to have understanding of all the understanding.
Okay. Now, we're about to end, but it gets fun. Who y'all want to do first? Y'all want to do Ghost or Poppin' Boy? I'm joking. You're not doing it.
And I just want the record to show that was a prime example where I could have went from 0 to 100,
yes.
And I stayed at 100.
Yes.
You stayed at zero.
I mean, I stayed at zero. I stayed at zero.
Oh, now you've got about two or three. You flexed your mortar right there. You should see, I could have. See, that's like, vroom, that's repping the mortar. That's not zero. About seven. But it's still good. It's still good. It's still good. Don't get it twisted. It's still good. It's not zero. I'm done with y'all. Y'all are ridiculous. But yeah. But yeah, so I think, so the reason I asked that whole thing, because, you know, sometimes how you see yourself and what you see, you know what I'm saying, is different than how people look at you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, I've gotten some good advice from other people sometimes. I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, so everybody see when I be picking my nose like that? Oh, shit, maybe I should stop doing that. I ain't know everybody saw that. My bad. Uh-oh, what time is it?
It is 12:02.
It is 12:02.
It's white woman time.
I know, because I got to be up at 8:00 to go downstairs.
Whatever.
This is wrong.
All right. So technically, we're in day what? 6 now?
Of the detox?
Yes. No, of the fucking, of your period. What the fuck? Of course, nigga. What do you think I'm talking about?
Nigga, that shit. That's one of my motherfuckers. Do not.
Don't you wish that shit on her. Don't you do that.
I was going to let everyone know that snow was on the ground. Like,
don't you do that. That'd be funny. Don't you wish that on nobody. That shit is some bullshit.
Bullshit. But anyway.
Wait. It'd be even more bullshit if she goes 2-3 months without a period. That bitch didn't even fuck.
Let me just say,
that would be some bullshit, too. All right.
Oh, shit, I'm stupid. Oh, you too, though. I'm sorry.
But what is day? It's going to be day 6 of my 10-day detox. I still have a green juice and a watermelon juice to drink, but I am going downstairs and getting breakfast in the morning because I was used to be hungry to start the day. No.
And how does that work, this detox?
So in the morning, I drink. I ran out of my teeth earlier in this game. But the green juice with cucumbers, pineapples, ginger, and lemon. It helps clean out your intestines. In other words, it makes you boo-boo. Just like the detox does. And the watermelon, the red one, which is watermelon, bananas, and lemon juice. It gives you that sweet that you need, but it also helps clean you up. And it helps burn fat. So that's what we're doing. And then 30 minutes to 60 minutes of a workout, trap cardio. I do some trap cardio when I'm not at home. So, yeah. Oh, yeah, just cleaning out your body, getting all the toxins out. The detox tea is not bad. I've had it hot and I've had it cold. It's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Yogi detox tea? I got it from Target. It was only like $4. It's not bad at all. I was more of like, is this going to taste bad? This is going to taste bad at all. But it's not bad. And the juices that I make, they're not bad either. There's no sugar in them. It's just fruit and water. And is and they're actually really good. But, yeah.
All right. So day 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. All right. Okay. You know, I'm finished.
Then I may extend it to, either 15 or 21. I may have started it, but it depends on how I feel at the end of the 10 days. And then you have.
All right, so hold on. You all right? So you spoke about the juices and shit, but you also spoke about breakfast. How does that work? What do you eat? What are you able to eat? What are you not able to eat?
So for breakfast, I usually do, like, because being that I have to eat, I can't just drink juice because I'm a type 2 diabetic. I need to eat. My blood sugar needs to be on intact all day long. Okay? I don't need my blood sugar to drop at any point. So I usually, for breakfast, depends on it. Like, I don't have, like, a whole bunch of carbs. Like, I don't have, like, toast and pancakes and shit. Like, I'll eat, like, a boiled egg or some eggs. Like, this place, they have an omelet. So, today, tomorrow, what I can do is I can do an omelet with spinach and some tomatoes and some fruit. So, something that's going to stick to me, but it's a good fat. You know what I'm saying? Like, good fat.
Okay.
But, yeah, I can't not eat. Like, so for lunch, I usually eat a salad. I don't care for iceberg lettuce, so I use the spring green, like the arugula and spinach. I have that salad mix. With some cucumbers and some tomatoes. And somebody told me today that I am one of the minorities when it says comes down to eating. I like blue cheese, so don't judge me. So I put that on my salad. I like cheddar and goat cheese. So yeah.
All right, have all that shit.
And then for a dinner or something, if it's after 8 o'clock, I do not eat. Okay? I don't eat after, I started not eating after 8 o'clock. So if we get in before 8 o'clock,
but what if you really been hungry?
Listen, nigga, I can't do it because I'm trying to be good and I'm just thinking ass detox. Because the other night, I ain't gonna lie, I was so fucking hungry. Now, so what I ended up eating was the cashews. I just ate the cashews. Just that's a snack that I can have. I can have peanuts or, and they're unsalted cashews. I mean, I have been rocking eating nuts this year.
How many fucking packs of cashews I'd have been fucking stuffing in my pockets and my fucking
no, that's
carry on,
I
carry
on.
Off, fucking back
no,
of my
those
fucking.
Are the juices.
Yeah. Nigga.
But. Yeah, so I don't eat after 8 o'clock. And then I drink plenty of water throughout the day. And the juices, they help keep me full, too. The juices, too. So, but I'm drinking something all day long. But, like, so I spend a lot of time peeing, too. Like, I am a racehorse at this point. So,
done.
When we get into... So every time that I went into Philly or we went to Charlotte or somewhere, I had to pee. Like, I was like, oh, I just like especially on Wednesday when was the first day. I was like, oh, shit, I'm going to have to pee all day.
And so I'm running back and forth to the bathroom in Chicago because I refuse to use the bathroom on the plane. I feel like I don't have enough room. I don't feel like I have. I'm just not going to do it. No.
I'm done.
I don't like using them.
So, I am too grown not to be comfortable.
Not good. So I go to the, you know, bathroom or whatever, and I don't use them in the hub, but like I just wait till I get back to one of the bases. So, and like, hey, before the next flight goes out, I'll be right back and forth. They're like, okay, cool, fine. Yeah, I'm old. And when I tell you, I be running to the bathroom because I got to pee. Literally. And I'm real finicky because, like I said, it moves your stuff around. It moves your insides. So when I get to these rooms, and I be like, oh, God, bathroom. I ain't got time. Like, Sean will call, and he'd be like, what are you doing? Man, I'm not even bathroom. What do you want? Like, leave me alone. Let me boo-boo in peace. Like, I don't let me do it in peace. I don't want to talk to you. And keep in mind, today is his last day on his side. You know what I'm saying? And today's his last day on his side. So he's laughing at me talking about something. Hey, I'm going to eat tomorrow. You want to go? Now, you know I can't eat nothing but a goddamn salad when I go. I don't want to. Because I'm going to be tempted to want a hamburger, a piece of steak, a chicken, something. Crab leg. Because I want a crab leg right now. I ain't going to lie. Crab leg.
I should do sound good right now.
Nigga, I want crab leg. With, I don't even want
right,
the potato. I want the corn.
So I'm thinking about that swan. I'm good. No, thank you.
You can go get whatever other meat you want in there, boy.
No, I'm good.
I do want some crab legs, right? I'm going to make him take me to the crab legs for you. Any other questions? And I take appetite suppressant, so.
Any appetite suppressant?
So I don't get hungry. Listen. I got goals in this 2022.
I'm not mad at you, sis.
And I'm gonna just, when I get ready to give the final result of said journey, all I know is somebody better be prepared to ride along with me when I go and take care of me.
Okay.
Yeah. All I know is the police is out now, nigga.
I'm not. Well, nigga, stop smoking that shit in your gum. I'm about to do.
They ain't, I ain't got no more shit to smoke. I'm done. But these niggas is out here. They make me not want to fucking move. Just stay low, nigga.
Not stay low.
Stay low, nigga. Out they sight. You don't want them to get. Well, you don't want to be on their radar when they out here like this. They're like roaches.
All right, it's time for Ron to go to bed. Let's the cute white woman. He said they out here like roaches. He gotta go to bed.
Nah, for real. You know you turn a light on. They be everywhere. Like, oh shit, just lights everywhere. Oh shit, roaches.
It's a raid. That's see raid. See what I'm saying? Raid roaches. You know what I'm saying? You ain't never put that together, did you?
All right.
Decon. Decon. Remember Decon was for roaches, nothing? The D's, detectives, the D's, Decon. You're a convict. See what I'm saying? You never put that together, did you? See what I'm saying? Y'all don't see the correlation. You don't see it.
Nope.
That's it. I mean, I got more, but I mean, I don't think it's necessary for me to go into it if you don't see that one.
Nope. Be good. Be good. Why are these dumb walls so fucking thin? I shouldn't be able to hear you flush your back there.
Okay. Yeah, no. That's not a white woman. That's you talking.
And then on this side, you can go ahead. They are not bad.
Yeah, no. That's not a white woman.
So here we go. We out of here. We will. I will probably be on the trip next week, too. So wherever city I'm in, we shall see. But we'll be back. We'll be here next week.
In different area codes.
Area codes.
No. Don't ever sing back up to me again. Ever again, young lady. Ever.
Yeah. All right.
That's your 2022 resolution. Don't ever fucking sing that.
Right.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. That's fine. What can you do?
All right, we got it. Just laugh and keep it.
All right.
Good here, white
good night.
All right, good night, black people.
Deuces.